Nipissing University and Canadore College celebrated their 20th annual Welcome Powwow on September 12 with hundreds in attendance. The event welcomed students to another school year and featured traditional drumming, dancing, food and vendors. The powwow also provides an opportunity to acknowledge the significance of Indigenous teachings and reconciliation efforts within both institutions, organizers emphasized in a release. Nipissing University's president, Kevin Walmsley, told Bay Today the event will remain an annual tradition. This event is going to go on as long as Nipissing University is here. This is a permanent fixture on our campus, an annual welcoming back of students that starts off the academic year in a good way. We're very honored to have everyone here, Walmsley added. We have a very diverse campus, and this brings everyone together in one space. It's an opportunity for learning. We are a learning institution, and we learn from each other and make each other better. The powwow took place behind the main campus's education center, overlooking the pond area of the school's backyard. Many attendees sat or stood in a circle, enclosing the large yard where the drummers and dancers performed. Drumming was provided by boys from the island, Juniper Singers, and drummers from the Nipissing Redhawks. See, annual welcome back powwow, a big draw to campus. Many dancers took part, including Neben Nkogi, who performed a grass dance. He's a first-year student starting at Canadore, and for him, dancing at the welcome powwow meant a lot. It's truly something special, because many years ago we weren't allowed to dance our culture. Having this powwow has great meaning because my people didn't get to do this. Doing this as a welcoming to the grounds, the college, is a great way to start off the year, Nkogi said. The Office of Indigenous Initiatives at Nipissing University and the First Peoples Center at Canadore College organize the annual event. Sarah Julian is the director of the latter and agreed with Nkogi's point that it's a great way to start the year. It's a wonderful way to kick off the year, Julian said. It's a welcome powwow and is a place where students can connect, particularly for Indigenous students, who see that there is a community here. Julian emphasized, it's a really good learning opportunity for all, and a wonderful chance to come together. I think it's the collaborative approach that gives this event its longevity, Julian said. The ability for Canadore and Nipissing to work together, and over the years we've developed really good relationships. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.